Pisces and Saturn and Pisces, the addiction energies. I've got to do the downside. I've got to describe the downside of the Pisces energy, and it is the addictions of life. Whilst we are alive, human beings, all of us on planet Earth, we are addicted to life. That's why none of us want to let go of it. That's why people, even when they are ill and sick, and even when they get to the 80 years old, 90 years old, they don't want to die. They want to carry on living forever and ever, because we are intrinsically, and we are supposed to be, addicted to life. But there's a definition of why you're addicted to life. What are you so addicted about? You love it so much. You want to let go. You love the Coca-Cola. You love the ice cream. You love the food. You love the TV programs. You know, when you see a series that comes on the television, or an HBO, or you see it on Disney Channel or Apple TV, when you see a series that's available to be watched, sometimes when you watch one episode, you watch the next and the next and the next, and you can watch a whole series, a whole season. As soon as you find out about it, as soon as you start watching one, you start watching everything. 6 months ago, I got the Apple TV on the Apple device, and together with it was HBO, and together was a series, The Valley of Tears, the Israeli series about the Yom Kippur War. I watched the whole series in 2 days. I watched the whole series on HBO in 2 days. I watched it. It was 10 episodes, and I watched it because it was an addiction to it. I loved it. When you love a series, I think there's another series I also watched was Billions with the English actor. Brilliant. It was a brilliant series. Very clever. Six seasons. It took me a month to watch that season. The whole lot. Binge watching is what Pisces is all about. When you love something, you love it very much. You want the whole story. When you've read a book, those of you who haven't read any of Leon Uris's books, Exodus or Armageddon, when you've read science fiction, when you've read any of the brilliant books, when you've read even the Harry Potter book, I remember reading Harry Potter from beginning to end. When you read a really good book, you don't want to put it down. You can't put it down. You can't. You just can't put it down. It's impossible. Miller 18, Leon Uris, I remember that book. Yeah, I couldn't put it down. That was the first book I ever really read cover to cover. And once you've been addicted to reading as a young child, then you're addicted to reading as an adult as well. You can't put something down that's very precious. It's an addiction. The Nayam Elimelech, the Rabbi Elimelech of the Zhensk, his book, those of the Jewish people that are reading it, they're addicted to it. We carry it around all the time. When I'm flying, when I'm going, when I'm on a train, it's in my bag. It's always in my next laptop computer. I've got my Nayam Elimelech. Why? Because I'm addicted. I'm addicted to it. I can't help it. I love it. I've got to have it with me all the time. Why? Because I've just got to have it. Same with the iPhone, same with our phone, same with our music. We're addicted to the life energy. We're addicted to the energy that we receive from what we watch and what we see. Pisces is the star sign of absorbing and observing and seeing and watching. I look at beauty and art and I love it very much. I look at buildings and I love it very much. I'm very lucky to be living opposite a very old, 200-year-old building. And every morning, every day when I'm looking out the building, right now I'm looking out the building and it's a beautiful building. I love a beautiful building. Look at that. I've got a Taurus inclination energy. You love beautiful people, you love beautiful clothes, you love a beautiful apartment. When you love something because what you see, you love it, it does something. Well, those you go to synagogue, you love the synagogue. You go to the church, you love the church. You love it because you just love what you look at. It's not even that God is talking to you. You're just sitting there and looking and observing and feeling, and that is Pisces energy. People who are addicted to the Pisces energy want more of it. They love life because they love more of it. When you love a TV program, that's Pisces. When you love art, it's Pisces. When you love music, it's Pisces. When you love drinking and alcohol, when you love food, and you Pisces, 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 Pisces. Everything that you love about life is Pisces. Sexual energy is not so much as Pisces, but it's still the addiction of life. You love it, you love it, you love a lot of it. You don't want a little bit of it, you want a lot of it. So the question now is, because we haven't had Saturn in Pisces for 30 years, I mean, now that Pisces is activated, now that Pisces is going to be activated for the next 3 years of your life, you've got to ask yourself the question, what is it that you love about life so much? What is it that you love about your life? What is it? What is it? And whatever it is, hold on to it and love it. If you love drinking a nice, fine, dry wine, white wine, red wine, I don't know the wines or port, you love drinking all the different kinds, you love it, become a specialist. I've got one reader as a specialist in wines. Why? Because she's a Virgo with a full moon energy of Pisces, and Pisces has a full moon and emotional energy. She's an expert. She knows the quality of wines. Why? Because that's a Pisces Virgo energy. That's what Saturn in Pisces defines. So when you're an expert at something because you love it very much, you know the difference between good quality and bad quality. When you watch TV programs, you know a good series, you know a good program when you've watched one, when you know a good movie when you've watched it. And we also know when you've seen such trashy movies. You watch it, but you know it's trash. That's not a good movie. You know a difference between, every one of us are experts in the difference between good food and bad food, good relationships, bad relationships, good movies and bad movies, good ice cream and bad ice cream. Oh, that's the human experience. That's why we're on planet Earth. When you've lived somewhere which is horrible and disgusting, you know that's a bad place to live in. When you live in a place that's good for you, you know it's a good place. We are all experts. And those of you who aren't experts yet, you're going to become an expert thanks to Saturn in Pisces constantly, for the next 3 years of our lives, talking to each of one of us. And it's making sure that we find what's really fundamentally right for us forever and ever and ever. Thanks for wishing. Have a nice day.